Thank you. I'm going to try to play you some tunes up in the key of A with a fiddle cross tune that I've learned from some older fiddlers around West Virginia. I think Joe Fallon's going to join me. Just come on up, Joe. Stumble on stage here, Joe. That's okay.
Perfect.
I'll tune you. There was a fiddle player down in Webster County, which is the next county south of here, named Tom Dillon. And Tom always played in the cross key with the bass strings tuned up. He called himself the Cornstalk and Bagpipe Fiddler. And he played a version of Turkey in the Straw with the strings cross tuned in the key of A, so maybe I'll give that a try. An old fiddler, they always told me he'd be fiddling at a dance. He wouldn't play unless somebody bought him a drink. So he'd stop right in the middle of a dance and say, bow trouble, until somebody brought him a drink. There's another fiddle player down in Braxton County that I've spent a lot of time with and I like a lot. His name's Ernie Carpenter. And Ernie also plays up in this high key a lot. And I'm going to try one of his tunes he calls Greasy String. Joe may not know it, but he'll get it.
Play loud.
Frank Carpenter has a record out on the Augusta label that I think is a pretty nice piece of work by Ernie. It was back in his really good playing days. He's slowed down a little lately. He's up in his upper 80s. But I think you can find that over there at the store set up by the information booth if you're interested. I'll try another tune that I learned from Ernie that Ernie always tells a little tale about before he plays it. He said this guy went to prison one time, and he was in there for several years, and when he got out, he went home, and the first thing he saw when he walked in the house was a little baby sitting over in the corner. And he said, "I just got the fiddle down off the wall and played that old tune, Who's Been Here Since I've Been Gone." It goes A to G. Thanks a lot.
Well, that was great. I should say that Jerry mentioned Ernie's record. Well, Jerry also has a tape out of great West Virginia tunes played on fiddle and banjo. And our next player up here, Bo Bradham. Now, this is one of these players that I don't really remember where I met Bo, but I've known him for a long time, and I've watched him grow and develop into a phenomenal fiddle player. And he has just left South Carolina to move to New England to be able to play for contra dances up there. He got so in demand at playing at dances in New England, where there's no loss of fiddle players up there. There's a lot of fiddle players in New England, but Bo is a great fiddle player, and he's been going up there, flying up there to play contra dances. Finally, he moved up there. Today we've asked him to play some tunes in the Irish style. He plays lots of different styles. He's been here this week studying with Johnny Gimble. And he also has a wonderful tape out, an excellent tape of New England contra dance music, which I don't think you'll find at the store, but Bo has some with him. And I have this tape, and it's just a great, great tape. So, Bo, are you there?
I'm here. Well, thanks for that introduction, Bill. The check will be posted Monday afternoon.
That's the mic stand that doesn't work.
Oh. Doesn't work. Well, it doesn't really have to work. It just has to stand there. Thank you. So I'm going to play a couple tunes, and I'm going to play Irish tunes because nobody else here does, and you won't have anything to compare me with. I thought that was a good idea. So I'm going to start with a hornpipe, about which I know nothing except the notes that are in it and the name of it. It's called Murphy's Hornpipe, after the famous Murphy family over in Ireland. Thank you. This next tune will be a jig of rather copious length. It's got six parts, assuming I remember all of them. It's written by a man called Michael Gorman, about whom I know nothing. And I learned it from Kevin Burt, about whom I know a lot of things I can't tell you. So, just a minute. The tune is called The Strayaway Child. So I got one more tune. It's a reel, and I really dig playing Irish reels because it's one of the hardest things in fiddle music that I've ever tried to do. And I feel like if I can get the reels, I can probably do just about anything. This one's called The College Groves, and I don't know anything about it either. It's got four parts. These are multiple part tunes here I'm playing instead of two-part tunes. Because this is the only time I can play them. You can't play them for dances. This friend of mine asked me about playing the reels and what helps, what makes them work. The only thing I could think of to tell her was to keep your head down and pat your foot. And be sure to play them fast enough. They break up if you go too slow. It's called The College Groves. Thank you.
Bo, that was great. Well, our next player is Jenny Edenborn, and she performs professionally at Colonial Williamsburg, performing Baroque music. She's here this week studying with Johnny Gimble, who's one of the great Baroque fiddlers of our time. And just a joke, folks. But she's brought along a Baroque violin, which is different from a modern day instrument. And I've asked her to play some Baroque music and perhaps a Shetland tune as well.
This does tie in with fiddling, because 200 years ago, the violin was quite a bit different. And the approach to playing it was, a lot of the technique books about violin were written in the 19th century. And so the approach to playing the violin was a bit more relaxed in the 17th and 18th centuries. See a lot of pictures of people supposedly playing Bach and Handel, holding the violin like this, or holding the violin like this. So it's not so stuffy as some people think. If I can remember this, I'm planning on playing Baroque, but I'll try a little bit of a Bach partita. People try to get a little bit more of a dance feeling in the music when they... play in this style. Question? No, it's just a smaller. The neck is shorter. It's tuned lower. Not quite as loud as modern violin. Gut strings. It is if you're playing with a harpsichord or someone who's in temper tuning. You tune to whoever you're playing with. Idea anyway. A modern violinist will tend to go a lot more long drawn out notes and vibrato, a lot of vibrato, whereas the Baroque technique, it's really a lot of times a classical violinist will try to play Baroque violin and they'll send them to a fiddle player to get them to really learn how to play. So it's well, not that rough, but to get the dance feeling in it anyway. So, well, some Shetland tunes on. Shetland tunes really sound good on the Baroque violin, so they must be very old. So I think I'll play a few of those. Thank you.
Well, Ambrose Bierce, the great 19th century American writer, once said of the violin, it was entertainment for humans which consists of dragging the hairs of a horse over the intestines of a cat. Well, however you want to look at it, it's very entertaining. And we have some great fiddle players here today, and our next fiddle player is going to demonstrate tunes in the Cajun style, and he is Tracy Swartz.
Thank you very much. Cajun style, I feel, is a kind of southern country music. It's very, very, very heavily influenced by your standard southern musics from all the way back from when the radios and record players first started, probably even a little before that, right on through today. And there's another influence also, as in many cases, from the black musicians of the area, Creoles, that now their music's called Zydeco now, but it all comes from about the same gumbo pot. So some of the tunes you hear are quite a lot like something you've heard before. I should announce that there'll be a Cajun jam session here after the singing styles workshop. It wasn't on the schedule, but we kind of came up with the idea today, so that'll happen here too. If you want to hear some more Cajun music in a very informal fashion, that's the place to be. Let's see. I'll play a waltz and then I'll play a two-step. And here's a waltz that Ira Lejeune recorded. It's a traditional one from way back. He recorded it at the end of the 40s and sparked a revival in accordion music, but the fiddle is still an integral part of Cajun music. It's almost always there. 99 times out of 100, it's there. If it's not there, it's because the fiddler took a break to go see a man about a horse. That's a Cajun break. They don't ever take a, they don't ever stop and have an official break unless they want to clear the, thin the crowd down a little bit. Okay, this one's the 99 Years Waltz. Something you always have to remember, that there are a few things here and there which make your fiddling really official Cajun, and that's something made out of rhinestone here. And then the second thing that you learn about how to make it official Cajun is not to call it a crayfish or a crawdad. That's a crawfish. And that comes from Lafayette, Louisiana, so it's a real 100% Cajun crawfish. I don't know. I guess I play the same like I did before I got it, but anyway, it feels better. Two-step-wise, here's one that's called Jeto Ballero Suar. I went to the dance last night, and you're going to hear something that sounds a lot like another fiddle tune that you probably heard before. You might hear it today. Thank you. Okay, you probably heard something that sounded like Cindy in there. Well, it's very much like it. It's not called Cindy. It's called I Went to the Dance Last Night. But there are a lot of tunes that have parts that are very much like other fiddle tunes. And I'm sure there's been a lot of interchange throughout the years. It's hard to tell whether the chicken came first or the egg came first, which way. But definitely what you can tell, your ear can tell, although you might not be able to say exactly why, but there's a difference in the rhythm. There's something about the beat, about the feeling is a little different. So that if you took a standard fiddle tune and played it something like that, well, you've got your kind of generic country style fiddle playing. But then you take a Cajun tune and play it like I did there, or play one like. Now, the best way I've been able to describe that once I figured out what was going on and what was different was to call it dial, crocodile, crocodile, crocodile. And the dial is a long. There's a lot of notes held out for a long time in Cajun music. And a croca is something that's special, particular to Cajun music. There's a little bit of a robbery going on in the middle there. So your dial is long, and the bow goes in a long direction like that for a long distance. You've got all that hair there, so you might as well use as much of it as you can. And then you've got two more shorts going in opposite directions, quick quicks. But the first quick is quick, and the next one is half as quick as, or twice as quick as that. In other words, half the time value. I'm getting real technical here. But what happens is that second short is robbed, and half of its time value is pasted onto the next long one. The next dial, therefore, is long. The dials are a little longer than they would be in, say, your generic country fiddling style. So the long is held a little bit longer by jumping ahead. Let me do that once again. Dial, crocodile. That's the quickest way to get to the basic difference in the rhythms. And I'll do a rhythm instrumental here. They're all rhythm tunes, really, because it's dance music, 100% dance music. We're so close to it, it's virtually 100% dance. Another two-step, it's a Lake Arthur stomp. That'll be my final number. Thank you. Stomp.
Thank you.